In Unity, we have a wonderful publication that brings to us an inspiration for each day. It's called The Daily Word, and I'll be calling Timothy Simpson forward, who is your Board of Trustees treasurer, and he'll be reading The Daily Word today.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. The Daily Word for today, Sunday, January 29th, 2023, is prosperity. I broaden my perspective of prosperity. When I think of prosperity, I may think of financial wealth or my possessions. I may even feel tempted to compare my life to someone else's and feel as though I come up short in comparison. Today, my understanding of prosperity grows. Feeling safe and secure in who I am is prosperity. Knowing I am gloriously made in the image of God is priceless. Realizing the abundance of the natural world and partaking it is a gift. All of these are wonderful reminders I reside in the kingdom of heaven. The more I appreciate the riches of the material world, the more aware I am of my greatest prosperity, my oneness with God. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6:26. Today's word is prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And so we just allow ourselves to be immersed in the reading of Daily Word. It enables us to begin preparing to go into a deeper communion or connection with God. So I invite you to join with me now in a time of mindfulness, prayer, meditation, as we breathe and receive the flow of Spirit. So I will invite you to close your eyes, to relax, to become comfortable in whatever way works well for you. As I begin by toning our singing bowl, it resonates at that energetic, musical vibration of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. So as you hear the sound, not only in and through your regular ears, but through the ears of your heart and soul being, let it awaken and resonate that heart of God's love within as you breathe and to go into your own quiet sanctuary. With each breath that we take, moving down into the solar plexus, into the fullness of our body, we shift from the busyness of our outer thoughts and just simply fall back into the light and the life of infinite Spirit. And we feel it bubbling up within us to support us, to encourage us, to remind us that our nature is limitless, that the nature of God within us is limitless. And as we just gently float, as we feel the infinite support that is a foundation of the energy of the allness of God, the allness of unconditional love. We take this time to rest and to be infilled we take this time to release into this energy of healing light and love any concern that may be weighing upon our heart or our thoughts. We recognize in this moment that we are one with pure being, and that we are not limited to our physical outer appearances, but are instead the flow of every possibility, every creativity, limitless horizons lie before us to be lived into, to be dreamed of, to be experienced, to be lived forth. And so as we continue to breathe, we feel this light wash over us, around us, and through us, and recognize as it connects to the light within us that it is all one. And we are connected together in this infinite universe of expression, of becoming. And so we rest for a moment in a time of silence as we commune one-on-one to the soul of our being, to the still small voice that we would call God, or the flow of the energy of life inherent in each and every one of us and all around us. And we just let ourselves be one with Spirit in a moment of silence, of light, of love. And in this time of silence, as we have opened ourselves to the very inflow of the strength and the courage of God, the wisdom, that which lights the path before us, that which invites us into creative becoming, we give thanks for these blessings that we have received. And we join together in sending that light forth to bless others in our community and out into our world. And so as I hold our prayer box and the requests that have been placed within it, I invite you to take this time now to speak aloud, whether here in the room or at home. You can post on your comments the names or situations of friends and loved ones that you would especially bless at this time. I surround Eddie Beebe, who passed away shortly after Christmas, and his family in that healing light of the love of God. I surround Marcia Cox and the family of Mike Swihart in her passing. I uphold beloved friends and family, Vicky and Evan, Roland and Wanda, Mary and Dale. I hold my beloved little catsy boy, Davin, in that light, knowing he has crossed that rainbow bridge and is dancing free in a body that is healed and blessed. I hold Sue Ann in that light of the highest grace of healing energy in every cell of her body, mind, soul, spirit. I surround Jolene and Richard, Karen and Bob. I hold our Board of Trustees of Unity of Michiana, our Board of Trustees of Unity Unity Worldwide Ministries and Unity World Headquarters. Mara held in light, healing love flowing through her. I hold Chrissy and Barbara, Sue Ellen and Tim, in that consciousness of creative expression. This spiritual center in the light of God that guides us forward for greatest and highest good. And surrounding all the prayers in our prayer box, through the power and the intention of our spoken word and our thoughts that go forth into the universe, we bless all for highest good. Say thank you, God, in your name. Amen.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for I am so blessed.